Sag das.
So, Taisus learns in Ullah. We'll read a little bit inside. Avol Shem Bichsem Shavas Pio Shashika and Snow Vizayas. So you have to meet your Varach Hazevak. Ullah said, Avol Eim Bichsem Shavas Mivarach Machlekes Bishop Chesem Shavas. Avol Eim Bichsem Shavas, Ullah said, Mivarach Hazevak Chesem Mivarach Hazevak. So Rashi said, Rashi says, what's an example of Eim Bichsem Shavas? Kind of Snow Vizayas, like in the Brysel. But should Enka Machlekes? Came Shechet Paiter Eschavei, I feel Rabbi Huda Eimer, the Enka. So, Tosis is reading it to Rashi more than it says in Rashi. Certainly, it's not the way the Nachos Dovid understood Rashi, not the way we've been going in Rashi. Tosis is read into Rashi. All Rashi says is that Shuv Enka Machlekes, that by Emichay Sem Shavas, you have to make both brachas. Since you have to make both brachas, Mele doesn't have to do with the Machlekes of Yudin and the Chachamim. So, Ilmoli Tosis, the Pashim Shan Rashi, Lucharo, and more. That you could do whatever, either that you could do, whatever you want. There's no kapeda. A kapanim ulu is assuming there's no dinim. There's no dinim of lahakdim. That's what Nachas Dovid understands in Rashi. Chayt passes in Rashi that way. That by emichay sem shavas shuv ein kan machlekes. There's no makom for a machlekes. So there's nothing to do with Rabbi Yudin Chachamim. So what's hakad the din? So maybe the din is you could do whatever you want, like the Rosh is in the maskan of the Rosh. Or maybe since ulu is not, maybe since there's no Dine team of Chavav and Min Shiva, you just have two brachas. Maybe you mock them the bracha protest, like the Bahag. That's how Nachas Dovid learns. Says the Bahag will learn the Sukkah according to Ula. Taisa's reason to Rashi that Yimavarach and the Chavav. Taisa explains Yimavarach and the Chavav. And then on the Eina Chavav. Taisa says, V'chen yesh lefarash, Rabbi Yudu Maidu lechacham, and Maidu lepir shagamara, Mutu shnei mishin yachid, Yachid Maidu lerabim, V'lei rabim Maidu leyachid. Since the Gemara doesn't say which one is first, so it just says that they both agree. They both agree. So Tais takes granted there is something k'dima, but they both agree which one is first. So more mistabes is Tais, since the Gemara doesn't say otherwise. More mistabes the Gemara means that Rabbi Yehuda is moided to the Chachamim in this case, that the Chavav is odif, rather than to say that Chachamim moided to Rabbi Yehuda that the Minshiv is odif. And Tais says, "Veik Shirashi." Going to Tais, it's like a side kasha. Veik Shirashi levara chalat snoin v'lifter says zayis. Why, if you make the bracha on the snoin, it's your path to the zayis. That's so clear. Does he mean according to the Chachamim that you're making the bracha on the snide first? Chavi means according to the Chachamim you're making the bracha on the snide first. Yeah, everybody agrees you're making the bracha on the snide first. Right, the way Tosis learns up in Rashi, the way Tosis is learning, everybody agrees you make, if we're envisioning a case where the snide is Chavib, so everybody agrees you make the bracha on the snide first, and then you make the bracha on the Zayas. Mevarach hazeh v'chayzim mevarach hazeh. First the snide, then the Zayas. In fact, Tosis, once you made the bracha on the snoin, so should patu the zayis. Levarach al snoin, believe there's a zayis. Why do you make two brachas? That nam el birach al piyah by piyah domi yotzo. The tirin, so Rashi answers the shiny halsim she'en shem el achad mino. The tov birach by piyah domi. Avlochak shibirach by because shibirach by piyah domi latsnoin lepat there's chavei shibay piyah eitz. I feel a bit of it. Taimar, go a little bit further into this. Harminul El, Gabi Uta, the Vakapoy, the Birchis, Bari Piadoma, Chashuvat Femi Shakal, Fishim of the Restre, then came Gam Bari Piades, Chashuvat Femi Birchis, Bari Piadoma. So why does Ulu say over here, Mavarachazel, Chazem, Mavarachazel, that you make the Brocha, where Tais is explaining on the Snoin, and then on the Zayas is a Brocha of the Rest, so you should make the Brocha first on the Zayas. The Shlemit, the Chashiva Bari Piades, Kol Kachmi Bari Piadoma, Commercial Chashu Bari Piadoma, Shakal. So that's a Tosfos learns the Gemara. We'll come to it. Then he brings that Lachos Dovid. We'll come to in a second. So Shitas Tosfos is that by Eim Bichasem Shavos, what Ulu means to say is that by Eim Bichasem Shavos, Rabbi Yehuda is made to the Chachamim that the Chavav comes first. You work on the Chavav, and then you make the Baruch on the Eine Chavav. The Chavav takes precedence over the Minshiva. So you make the Baruch on the Tznoin, if that's the Chavav, and then you make the Baruch on the Zayis. So we left off last time with two kashas from Tosfos. First of all, how does Tosfos read the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Gemara afterwards brings a machlokes amiroi, whether one between Rav Yitzchak Nafcha and who was it? Rav Ami? Rav Asi? Who was it? Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nachman. Chadom like Ula that the Machlekes only Rav Chisem Shabbos. But the aim of Chisem Shabbos and Rav Chazem Vachayizer and Rav Chazem Mamish like Ula. And the other Madom said no, the Machlekes is also by Bichisem by aim of Chisem Shabbos. But asks according to the Madom, the Machlekes even by aim of Chisem Shabbos, plinking with my plinking. What's they arguing about by aim of Chisem Shabbos? So Mary says lahaktim. So smash with it up and that till that point. The Gemara didn't think there's a concept of lahaktim. That according to the Ula, there is no such thing as lahaktim. The Gemara therefore surprised at the other Madama. What's that arguing about? Mainly when it's b'chisem shavos. So the machleik is where to put the bracha. But by b'chisem shavos, you're making both brachas anyway. So pliki v'may pliki. So what's their argument about? You're making both brachas. So there's a mechadish in the Madama is chaylik on Ula that there's an issue of lahaktim, and it brings from that to and it brings a riot from Rav Yitzchak. According to Taisin Mahalach, Ula also has a concept of lahaktim. You make them the chaviv, and then you make the bracha on the ene chaviv. So it's not like the other Madama. I don't want to keep saying the other Madama. I can't say Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yitzchak Nafcho because maybe it's Ravami. I can't say Ravami, maybe it's Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara doesn't say which one is which. So okay, I guess we'll keep going with the other Madama. But I'll come upon Mars Mashbakilu that it's only kasha on the other Madama. According to the other Madama, pligi be my pligi. There's a new thing, lahaktim. Ula also has lahaktim. The shal is not, everybody agrees it's a concept of lahaktim. The shal is just what to be maktim. Ula says you maktim the chabiv. And the other Madama says, no, there's a machlekes. It's still a machlekes chom and Rabbi Huda. And according to Rabbi Huda, you maktim the min shiva. So that's the problem, Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Then the second problem is, what's the svar? What's Ula's svar? What's the svar that by Ein B'Chisem Shavos, Mele, if you say that by, like the Rosh, that by Ein B'Chisem Shavos, there's no kedim at all, there's no preference at all. So I understand the distinction. The Rosh himself explains, maybe one bracha has nothing to do with the other bracha. When you're only making one bracha on both bayras, so then there's a machlekes, where to put the bracha? Which is the more chashuv of food on which to put the bracha? Making two brachas anyway, so what does one bracha have to do with the other bracha? They're totally unrelated. So who cares which one you do first? But according to Tosis, there is a concept of lahaktim. Apparently, even in Ula, there's the two brachas have a relationship to each other. You're supposed to be makdim one bracha to the other. So why does it change? How come when it's b'chaseim shavos, Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva takes precedence over chaviv, and when it comes to ein b'chaseim shavos, all of a sudden Rabbi Yehuda changes his mind, and here it's already moided to the chachamim that chaviv takes precedence over min shiva. What's the seichel? And last time I also elaborated. If we could say that Ula holds that the whole mile of min shiva is not shayach in k'dima, the whole concept of min shiva is only shayach by b'chaseim shavos, that would be easier for me. It wouldn't be so hard. A little bit of creativity could probably come up with the svara why the k'dima of min shiva is only shayach by b'chaseim shavos, it's not shayach by b'chaseim shavos at all. Maybe we can come up with a svara. But I was mechiach from the Tosfos of Amar Yirmiyah. I don't want to go through the whole eichach again. But I thought it's mechiach in the Tosfos of Amar Yirmiyah that even according to Ula, even though everybody agrees that chaviv takes precedence over min shiva, and you make the bracha on the chaviv, not on the min shiva, but where there's no chaviv, min shiva takes precedence. With a lack of chaviv, then a vada min shiva takes precedence. Even according to Ula. It's mukhach in the cheshbon over there. So that means that there really is a mila to min shiva, both by b'chaseim shavos and by ein b'chaseim shavos. It's not as if there's no such thing as a mila of min shiva by ein b'chaseim shavos. Even according to Ula, min shiva is a mila by ein b'chaseim shavos also. If there's no chaviv, you'll be makdim min shiva. So then, what sense does it make? Now, it's much harder. So what sense does it make that there's a mila of min shiva both by b'chaseim shavos and by ein b'chaseim shavos? There's a mila of chaviv both by b'chaseim shavos and by ein b'chaseim shavos. But somehow, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ordering changes. When it's b'chaseim shavos, Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva trumps chaviv, and when it's ein b'chaseim shavos, there Rabbi Yehuda holds that chaviv. There Rabbi Yehuda concedes to the chachamim that chaviv trumps min shiva. That's right. Very sure how to understand that. So I want to make a suggestion. The rule holds like this. The rule holds that by b'chaseim shavos, Rabbi Yehuda holds mitshiv is odif, because by b'chaseim shavos, Rabbi Yehuda learns that the Torah itself said that you should make the bracha on the mitshiv. Since it says in Torah, Eretz chit v'sarev v'gashem v'tein v'rimay, and then it says v'yachal t'v'savato v'yachto. And that's the mokker, either on a derais level according to some Rishonim, and on a smachta level according to other Rishonim. But kapanim, that's the mokker for making a bracha. You know, Pasuk's talking about bracha chayna, but from there, from bracha chayna, we learn kavu chayma to bracha Rishonim, also at the rabbanon level. But kapanim, at the end of the day, it goes back to v'chalta v'savato v'rachta. So the Torah says v'chalta v'savato v'rachta on the shivas aminim. Again, it's on a level of a smachta for several reasons. So Rishonim hold the whole thing's only in a smachta. Eretz Hifzikinyan. And even according to those who show him that Eretz Hifzikinyan is, that Eretz Hifzikinyan just means you don't bench, but Baruch Achaz Min Shalosh is still the Reiser. It's only Baruch Achayna, Baruch Rishayna, Lachari, still the Rabban. Fine, and at the Rabban level, and at a Smachta level. But at the end of the day, Chazal saw the Mokker for Baruch and Shiva Saminim in the Pasuk of Echal Tevesoat Avarachta. So if you hold, since Shiva Saminim, it says in Pasuk, Echal Tevesoat Avarachta and Shiva Saminim. So the Mele, it's from the Matbeah HaBrocha, that it's better to make the bracha on Shivas Haminim than on not Shivas Haminim. And that's Me'ikr Matbeah HaBracha. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that of Adah takes precedence over Chaviv. Because Chaviv just means that it's Choshev by me. But the Torah itself says, Me'ikr Matbeah HaBracha, that a bracha should be said on Shivas Haminim. So if I have a choice, I can make the bracha on Shivas Haminim. I'm making one Bar P'etz, B'chaseim Shavas. I'm making a Bar P'etz. I'm going to patter the I have in front of me a zayis and I have an apple. So I can make the bracha on the apple or I can make the bracha on the zayis. I'm not going to do both. So which one is better to do? So if you just says in Torah state, Eretz Chita V'Sarev again, in Torah it says he make that, and we achalte V'Sarev Terachta. So that's Ikram at Be'ah Bracha. The beauty of that outweighs Chav. Ba'em Echisem Shavis says, Ula holds. We don't have that. We don't have a Matbeah Bracha because there you're making two brachas anyway. You're making a bracha on Shiva. You're making a bracha on both, but you're making a bracha on the zayis. You're making a bracha on the snow. So here we don't have from the ikamat beha bracha that you should make the bracha on the zayis, because you're going to make the bracha anyway on the zayis, and you're going to make another bracha on the snow. So then it's not meikamat beha bracha which one should come first. That has nothing to do with the pasuk. Elamai is still an inyan. Whenever you have two mitzvahs in front of you, there's always a need in which mitzvah should you do first. I have two brachas that I'm going to make. We always have a rule. When you have two mitzvahs, you make the bracha on, you make the more chashuvah, but when you have two mitzvahs, you always do the more chashuvah mitzvah first. Todah v'shem, todah kaidim, kolam ha-kudosh mechaveri, kaidim l'chaveri. We have always, when you have a series of mitzvahs that you have to do, so you do the one that's more, that has a greater degree of chashuvah. So here, there's a svar. It's not making my be'ah bracha, but there's still a svar that the bracha on the more chashuvah food is a more chashuvah bracha. It's a bracha that I make with more enthusiasm, with more appreciation. The bracha on the more chashuvah food has a milah. So says Ula, but it's not meikam at beha bracha. It's not that the Torah says that this bracha comes before the other bracha. It's like any other two mitzvahs. I want to know which bracha is more chashuv, more. So Ula says that about it is still a mile of min shiva, because since I know that min shiva has a chashivas for other mitzvahs, min shiva is chayev in bikurim, and min shiva is chayev in trumas and maisus according to many to most rishonim. About min shiva, the Torah gave the min shiva nishtapcha me'eretz Yisrael. About the min shiva is chashiv. So if there's no chaviv, all things being equal, about the min shiva, the fact that the Torah singled out these seven fruits, but these are the perish and shtapcha me'eretz Yisrael, and these are the pears that you chayv in bikurim on, and these are the pears maybe that are chayv in trumas and maizes going to some shayim, and so on and so forth. So a lot of these are chashuvah fruits. That's a gilui milsa. These are chashuvah fruits. So all things being equal, these are probably more chashuvah fruits than apples. So if I want to know which bracha to make first, so there's a svar to say that I should make the bracha on the shivas aminim first. But here Rabbi Yehuda says, but if I have a chaviv, so chav means that it's achshuvah. By me, the chaviv is more important. I like apples more than I like zaysim. So the personal, the subjective achshuvah will outweigh. When it's a matbeah habracha, when it's by b'chaseim shavos that the Torah said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Torah says that you should make the bracha better in the mitzvah. That's more like the model of the way the bracha is in the Torah. In Torah, the bracha is shivus haminim, and then v'achalta v'savata v'rachto. So my personal preference doesn't enter into it because it's ikamet be'ar bracha. So what does it matter by me the apples and v'chalshim? But the Torah says that v'achalta v'savata v'rachto. The Torah says that the bracha should better be said on shivus haminim. But what's by ein b'chay seim shavos? Says Ula. Now it's not a matter of what the Torah said. Now there's no mat be'ar bracha. Now it's not an issue with matbeah bracha. I'm making both brachas anyway, so it's not as if there's a matbeah bracha that the bracha should be said in the minshiva. I'm making that bracha and I'm making the other bracha too. I'm making the bracha on the snoin and I'm also making the bracha on the zayis. So now it's like any two mitzvahs that I have in front of me. So now I just want to make a more subjective decision. Okay, but which one's more chashuv? So if I have no preference, so then the one that I find in Torah that there's more mitzvahs that you do with in the ten and there's seldom shabbech. The one that I see the Torah gave it a chashivas to, so that's a more chashuv of food. So that bracha will come first. But if by me the other one's more chashuv, so maybe by the Torah maybe Zaysim more chashuv. But by me the tznayin is more chashuv. So I like tznayin. So by me the tznayin is more chashuv. So for me the bracha and the tznayin is a more chashuv a bracha. So I'll make the bracha bar pidam before the bracha bar piyes. That's a svarabul. Oh, so now it's a regishmak the more later. So the more of them brings the machlekes of Yitzchak Nafcha and Ravani. Chad homa like Ulo. And the other one says, no, even by Ein B'chay Seim Shavas, even by Ein B'chay Seim Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva trumps chav. Right, the more, pligi b'may pligi. Why? By Ein B'chay Seim Shavas, there's no matbeah bracha, the Torah doesn't say which one to make first. So it's just a matter of personal of which one is more chashuv. So isn't it pashut like the isn't it pashut that the one that by you is more chashuv is the more chashuv one? So Gemara says not lahaktim. The chiddush of lahaktim. The question was before, but Ula also has lahaktim. Yeah, Ula has lahaktim in terms of my personal preference that I should make the bracha that I like better. I should make the bracha and the fruit that I like better because by me it's more chashuv. But it's not. But there's no in the matbeya of the bracha. In the pasuk of Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta, it doesn't say a concept of Kedimah. It says a concept of where to make the bracha, how to make the bracha. You eat Shev v'Shev v'Shemina v'Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta. That's a bracha that's more like the bracha in Torah. But you're making both brachas anyway. So what is the same Torah that in the Matbeah bracha is to make one bracha before the other bracha? So that's the Gemara surprised at. Says the Gemara, no, there's a lahaktim in pasuk too. That's what Moraz Mechadish. Not that it's a concept of lahaktim altogether. Of course, it's a concept of lahaktim altogether. Like any time we have several mitzvahs, one is claimed to the other. The Gemara is Mechadish in the Matbeah HaBrocha is a concept of the lahaktim. That the Torah itself says, when it says V'chalte V'sovot V'rachta on the Shivas Haminim, the Torah itself is saying not merely that you should make a bracha on the Shivas Haminim, but the Torah is saying when you have several brachas to make, you should make it on the Shivas Haminim first. And that the Gemara brings sees in the drasha of Rav Yitzchok that kalam muktim b'pasuk muktim lebracha, that there's a concept of ktima. Not only that, if you're making one bracha, you should make it on the minshiva, but there's also a concept of lehaktim. And maybe the deek is for the time being. We'll see in a second. Maybe even better. But the deek, meanwhile, is from the lashon of lehaktim kalam muktim b'pasuk muktim lebracha. So you see that the drasha is only for ktima too. So now it's from the matbeah bracha, which bracha to make first? Well, if it's from the matbeah bracha, which bracha to make first? Shabbi Hud holds, therefore, Mishiva trumps Chavav, even my Emichisem Shabbos. Them is maybe save him more. Even better. But meanwhile, Ireland's with me so far. There's two kinds of lahaktim. There's a lahaktim that comes from the matbeah habracha that the Torah itself says. First of all, by Birchei Seim Shavos, the Torah itself says the best bracha, the model bracha, the more perfect bracha is the bracha on the minshiva, because the Torah says. So by Birchei Seim Shavos, Rabbi Yehuda therefore holds that by Birchei Seim Shavos is Gzeres HaKosuv Kilu, and that's Machta level. But there's Gzeres HaKosuv that is better to make the bracha on the Minshiva, but that's only by Birchei Seim Shavos. By Ein Birchei Seim Shavos, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that takes precedence over Chavav. What do the Chacham hold? Maybe Chacham hold nonetheless Chavav takes precedence, or maybe Chacham don't have this drasha. They don't think that the Torah is being Megala. You should make a bracha dafka on the Shivas Haminim and not on the apple. Kach and kach. But Rabbi Yehuda at least holds that min shiva trumps my personal subjective chavilos, because even though by me this is chashuv, but the Torah itself said that you make the bracha on the min shiva. So in chacham ben tuna, the Torah said that that's the matbeya bracha. That's how a bracha ought to be said. But by ayim b'chisem shavas, the Gemara doesn't think that has anything to do with it. There's no, the Torah itself doesn't express a preference. So elamayis is a matter of, well, but elamayis, which food is more chashuv? So here everybody agrees that the first thing I look at is what's more chashuv by me. And if I have a chavivus, then by me that's the most chashuv. If I'm making several brachas, if I have a chavivus, that's the most chashuv one. If I don't have a chavivus, so then we could look at, well, which food is chashuv in the eyes of the Torah. So we see the Torah was, the Torah gave deference to these shivas haminim. So if I don't have a personal preference, then we'll say, well, the Torah said these foods are more chashuv. So then the min shiva will be kaidim to the shein min shiva, and that's ula. And the other madomer is mechadish. Then there's a concept of lahakdim. Then the matvei abroch itself, in the drush itself of eretz kitav v'sar v'geth v'tein v'yumen, it says not only that by bichesem shavas you should make the bracha on the min shiva, but it says that there's even kol muktim b'pasuk muktim lebracha, that there's even a din k'dima, and that ulu doesn't have that lahakdim ulu doesn't have. The Torah says that the way to make a bracha is to make it on the Shiva Samin. But if I'm making two brachas, so I'm making anyway, I have a slain in the Zayas, so I'm making two brachas anyway. So Torah, you certainly make a bracha on its slain. Chachom or Mesachin a bracha on its slain. It doesn't have a pasuk to hang its hat on. So fine, kolon. It's not a story. Also, honest, but I don't lose a belay bracha. But the Torah says you make a bracha, the Rabbanu says you make a bracha on its slain, and the Rabbanu says you make a bracha on the Zayas. Yeah, the bracha on the Zayas has more asmachta to it than the bracha on the slug. But so what? I'm making both brachas anyway. So who says one bracha has to come before the other? That's not from the matbeah bracha. That the pasuk doesn't indicate. You're making both. The Torah indicates how to make the bracha when I'm only making one bracha. So when you're only making one bracha, the Torah says the way to make the bracha is to make it on the shiva semini. But if you're making two brachas anyway, so then how could you? The bracha on the slug has nothing to do with the bracha on the zayis. Why? But the pasuk is not talking about going first. The pasuk is, at least Ula holds, the pasuk is not talking about going first. The pasuk is talking about how to make the bracha. But if you're making two brachas anyway, so then that's not what the Torah is talking about. Then it's also the global thing that we always mak the more chashuv thing. When you have, you know, you put on your right sock before you put on your right shoe before your left shoe. That's a general thing. We always want to have a say. We always want to know how to do things. We want to have a say. So fine, my right shoe is more chashuv than my left shoe, and my mitznayin is more chashuv than a zayis, and that's more important than the fact that it happens to be from the shiva semina. I could go some. I think we can be myself on this. When the Gemara brings the machlekes that the two Maroim, Rav Yitzchak Nafka and Rav Ami, is yes like Ula, not like Ula. So Gemara says, "Plea, my plea, lahakdim." So Gemara continues, "The Omer of Yirmiyah." I'm sorry, the Omer of Yosef rather. The Omer of Yosef is Omer of Yitzchak Kol Amuknim Vepasuk Zeh Amuknim Lebrach. So Taisus is Garis and Sugis Sois. Taisus means Rav Shmai takes out the Dalit and he learns it's a separate member of the Atzmai. But Taisus is Garis that with the Dalit, the Omer of Yirmiyah. That it's a raya. The Gemara is being a raya. The Omer of Yirmiyah. It's a raya to the shita that is. It's a raya to the shita that's chaylik and ula. The Gemara is being a Yirmiyah as a raya against ula. You see, there's a concept of lahakdim. So Taisa says. Omer of Yirmiyah lahakdim. The Omer of Yosef. The Omer of Yosef. Here Shashi Vari Lefigir Sazu, he goes de that how the Omer of Yosef Kalamuktim is going like Rabbi Yehuda Dafka. Taisa says that this drush is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Taisa mean? This drush is going like Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know it's going like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe it's going like the Chachamim when there's no Chaviv. like later Taisus brings from Reshmaya. How does Taisus know that this drasha has to be going like a Rav Yehuda? The Pashat of Pshat in Taisus L'chayah is, the Taisus means, he's saying a cheshbon. He's saying, Ule, after all, also agrees that when there's no chaviv, you're makdim dim in shiva. So why is this a raya against Ula? Maybe he's talking about when there's no chaviv. Again, the Gemara is bringing this right. If you go into the Dalet, it's a very important Dalet. If you go into this Dalet, maybe you should be marach in this Dalet. It's a very important Dalet. Because in this Dalet, it says that this member of Yitzchok is against Ula. Shmaya learns, no, it's not against Ula. You take out the Dalet, it's nothing to do. Everybody agrees to this member. Because even Ula agrees that if there's no chaviv, you're makdim dim in shiva. So that's all about Ula that Ula is saying. If you put in the Dalet, it means the Gemara is bringing a raya against Ula. It says in this price against Ula. So L'chaya, what Taisus means to say is, why is this price against Ula? After all, Ula also agrees that when there's no chaviv, you're makdim dim in shiva. It must be because the price is talking about when there is a chaviv. And the price is saying, not the price, the Rav Yitzchok rather, Rav Yitzchok is talking about when there is a chaviv. And Rav Yitzchok is saying that even though there's a chaviv, you're makdim dim in shiva anyway, min shiva beats chaviv. And that's not like Ula, because Ula said that l'kuli alma chava beats. Even Rabbi Yehuda concedes that in this case chava beats min shiva. So that's why it's a raya against Ula. But if that's the case, then it's also not like the chachamim. Because the chachamim, even if the machaikis is bayim b'chaseim shavos, but it's a machaikis bayim b'chaseim shavos, and chachamim say that chava is other even bayim b'chaseim shavos. So why does Rav Yitzchok say that min shiva beats chaviv? That's the cheshbon of Tosfos. If Rav Yitzchok is against Ula, Rav Yitzchok must be talking about even though there's a chaviv. That's why he's against Ula. But if it's talking about even though there's a chaviv, then it's also against the chachamim, because chachamim say that chaviv adif. So it must be that it's going like Rav Yitzchok. That's what Tosfos means. That if he goes to Dalet, the brisa must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. The ma'aseh, it's I mean, that the cheshbon is the emes cheshbon. You see, Rav Shmaya, who doesn't hold from who's chaylik, Taka unravels this, and Rav Shmaya says, "No, it's talking about b'leka chaviv, and it's not necessarily like Rabbi Huda, and it's not a raya to Ula, and you take out the dalad." So, you see, Rav Shmaya Taka, all these things, Rav Shmaya says the opposite of. But at the end of the day, it's a little bit cryptic in Taisus that he's so much makatzer, and he just says lafi zigir sezu os yohadam Rav Yosef kol amukt mikra Rabbi Huda dafka. And he doesn't even bother to elaborate on the cheshbon that how wise Rabbi Huda, again, because it must be talking about b'nei kechaviv, and nonetheless you make a bracha on the min shiva, and that's why it's a kasha and ula, and therefore it must also be against the chachamim, and it must be going with Rabbi Huda. It's a lot for Tosfos to have swallowed up in just a few words. That's so terrible, but still a horror. In Rosh, I feel it's even more striking. The Rosh, it's a long Rosh, we're going to go through Mishnah and the Rosh with the Atzmi, but I just want to point something out. In the Rosh doesn't talk about the Girsa with a Dalet, without a Dalet, whether Yitzchok here is being brought as a Kashanula, or it's nothing to do, whether it's a member of the Atzma. The Rosh, that whole discussion doesn't appear in the Rosh Bacha. The Rosh is a different Shaila. The Rosh is a Shaila, is the Halacha like Rabbi Huda like the Chacham? The Rosh says, all things being equal, I'm paraphrasing, but the Rosh says, all things being equal, the halacha should be like the chachamim. Normally, yachid rabim, halacha kirabim. So I would think, l'chor, that halacha is like the chachamim. Which means that chaviv beats min shiva. He asked the Rosh from a story at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is a story that Rav Chanina and Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chisda were eating together, and they brought them tamri v'rimayni. And Rav Hamnuna made a bracha on the tamri. So Rav Chisda said to him, why are you making bracha on the tamarim? But rimayni is earlier in the pasuk. Don't you hold to Rav Yitzchok's member that call a muktim the pasuk zeh kaidim the bracha? Amalei zeh sheni lords zeh chamishi lords. Amalei. So he said, oh my God, I'm not going to pass the v'nishmigach. So Esther Rosh, what was Rav Chisda's question? Rav Chisda asked Rav Hamnuna, why are you making the bracha on the tomorrow? Aren't we made a muktim b'pasuk? What was his question? Maybe like tomorrow better. Maybe Rav Amnuna liked Tamar better, so by that, by him, it was Chaviv. And after all, according to Chachamim, Chaviv beats him in Shiva. So what the Rosh is going to answer is that apparently these Amoraim passing like Rav Yehuda. That means Shiva beats Chaviv. But the way the Rosh says it, it's kind of seen inside. The way the Rosh says it, he brings first from Rav Shmaya that Loch is like the Chachamim. Says the Rosh V'Koshim, he had a meaning of Shmaya sin Rav Chazir, Rav Chanina, Rav Amnuna, that the Eisel Kamaya Tami V'Rimayni, and he asked him, and he asked him, don't you hold from Kalam Uktim B'Posuk? Maika Kashalei, Dilma Tami Chavivalei, maybe tomorrow I'll Chaviv. Al Kain Sorach Leima, says the Rosh, the Kalam Uktim L'Kamon Asik Rav Yehuda, that the Drosh of Rav Yitzchok, the Kalam Uktim B'Kro, Uktim L'Brocha, goes like Rav Yehuda. And therefore, these Amoraim who had this drush of Kol Muktim Apostle Muktim Lebracha, that's what they were talking about. That was their whole discussion. Don't you hold from Kol Muktim Apostle Muktim Lebracha? They must hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rosha says that anybody who has Rabbi Yitzchak's drush is like Rabbi Yehuda, and anybody who has Rabbi Yitzchak's drush must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Ashkal Frishayna, why is this drush only like Rabbi Yehuda? Chacham also agree that there's a concept of Mishiva. They just hold the Chav Mizodach. So places we had a Cheshbon, since the Gemara is the Dalad, so we must bring this member of Rav Yitzchok as being Chayla Kanula, and why is it necessarily Chayla Kanula? By when there's no Minshiva, Ula agrees, must be that the Gemara knew that Rav Yitzchok was talking about when there is a Chaviv, and nonetheless he says that Yamakdim the Minshiva. It's all around the Drush, the issue of whether you go to Dalit or not. But the Rosh doesn't mention any of that. The Rosh just has a kasha, why would these Amoraim assume like Rabbi Yehuda? And he says, because the Drush of Rabbi Yitzchok, and anybody who holds like the Drush of Rabbi Yitzchok, must hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I would have thought, well, mechatesa. I can hold from the Drush of Rabbi Yitzchok, and I can hold like a Chomim. Chomim is Odif. But when there's no Chomim, then Shiva is Odif. And call him Muktim Apostle, Muktim Lebracha. It's very much mashman the Rosh. And even in the Lashon of Tosfos, from the fact that Tosfos is so makatsa, but Tosfos is hard to build. But the Rosh, because Tosfos just means maybe shorthand. He's busy with the Cheshbon of the Dalits, who Tosfos just figures we can make all the Cheshbonis in a row. But in the Rosh, he's not even busy with the Dalit. He's not talking about the Dalit. He's not talking about whether this member is against Ula or not. He's just being Dan Kilua, he's Dan a blank slate. It's Alocha Chachamim, Alocha like Rabbi Yehuda, Lachar should be like the Chachamim, or Shmai said Alocha is like the Chachamim, but I have these Amoraim who seem to be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is because the Rabbi Yitzchak, who said Kol Muktim Apostle Muktim Lebracha, was going like Rabbi Yehuda, and these Amoraim who also discuss Kol Muktim Apostle Muktim Lebracha, they also apparently therefore hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Where's the deal? Why can't they hold like the Chachamim and still there's a Drasha Kol Muktim Apostle Muktim Lebracha when there is no Chaviv? LMI, so then why didn't he just assume that he was eating the Tamarim because they were Chaviv? But that was the Rosh's kasha in the first place. You can't make the kasha of the Teretz. The Rosh's kasha was, why didn't they just answer that the Chaviv is Odif? Right, that was the Rosh's kasha. When Chizda was so surprised at Rav Amnuna, why is he making the bracha on the Tamri, not on the Rimayni? So why didn't he just answer it for himself? Then he must like Tamarim better. So he could answer that maybe from here you see that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. This assumes the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rosh doesn't find that sufficient. The Rosh wants to say more than that. Because, like, why should they pass them like Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, because since the drush of Yitzchak, Kol Muktim B'Pasuk Muktim B'Lubacha, is like Rabbi Yehuda, and they held from this drusha, so therefore they held like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it sounds like he's saying. That somehow holding from this drusha is a reason to pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, because this drusha only goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Why can't this drusha go like the Chacham too? You'll puzzle.
I thought the whole point of the Rosh was that if they're abundant, according to their abundant, Chaviv is Adif.
Right. That is the point of the Rosh.
So what were they bothered by?
Right. So he should just answer. It must be the Halakha of Yehuda.
No, they shouldn't have even asked the question in the first place.
Yeah, so that's what the Rosh should answer. The Rosh should have answered the Halakha of Yehuda. What does he have to bring this Drasha?
As in the Gemara, why does the Gemara assume that he doesn't hold of the Drasha of Rav Yitzchak? The Chacham also hold of the Drasha. You know, to assume that it's Chaviv, and because it's Chaviv, so therefore he doesn't need to not hold of the Drasha.
he asked him from the drasha. Veshavu Imar from the drasha. So the question, but Chacham also from the drasha. So he should answer that it was pshitulu that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's not what it sounds like he's saying. He's saying because they hold from this drasha, therefore, and the drasha only goes like Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore they held like the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.
So I thought the rest was working in the reverse direction, as in because they hold of, because their hanacha was automatically that if you're eating the tamar before the rimonim, it must mean that you don't hold of the drasha.
Right.
But that's a bad hanacha if you hold that the chachamim work within the drasha.
Right. So what's his answer?
So chacham don't work within the drasha. So therefore, it must be that the drasha is only going within the bihuda.
Right. But that's when that haguf. I don't understand why is the drasha only like the bihuda? The drasha is true for chachamim too. When there's no chavav, the drasha true for chacham also.
I thought it was a shadow of where Rav Yitzchak was talking. In other words, was Rav Yitzchak talking in a context with menchavav or not? Rav Shammai thinks that Rav Yitzchak.
Even if Rav Yitzchak himself holds like the chacham, and if he was talking about the lack of chavav, he was talking about the tzik chavav because he holds like Abiyudah. But these Amoraim who are bringing this drasha, they don't have to hold. He's also an Amor. Like, why do they have to hold like his case? I mean, if they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, they hold like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not totally.
The formulation of Rabbi
Yehuda. Even if I say that Rabbi Yitzchok was talking about B'dei Kachaviv, so now I know that Rabbi Yitzchok is not like Ula. But that's not a reason for these Amoraim not to be like Ula. They have this drasha, but maybe you B'dei Kachaviv, and maybe B'dei Kachaviv.
Isn't there lashon of not holding?
We'll continue after this. So I think what's Baduy Kirush is that in the Chrami, the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't stim with the Chacham. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, again, Rabbi Yitzchak's talking about when you have different. Because the Chacham hold that even though there's a Ma'alif and Shiva, but Chavav is Adav. That means, according to the Chachamim, it's not for my Be'ah Bracha. The Torah is not telling me where to make the Bracha, which Bracha to make first. And maybe the Torah is not even telling me, but by B'chisayim Shabbos, on which fruit to make the Bracha. It's just a Svara that since the Torah was Machshiv and Shiva for other things, so the Torah is Machshiv and Shiva for other things, so for Brachas it's also Chashiv. But what I like more, by me, trumps that. Because by me, it's Achshiveh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's from the Matbeah HaBracha. And because it's from the Matbeah HaBracha, so therefore it overrides even a Chav. That's what we mean, but that's in the Kudus HaMachlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. Ula holds it's only by B'chaseim Shavos, and the Gemara is Medayik from Rabbi Yitzchak that it's even by Ein B'chaseim Shavos. But the Kudus HaMachlekes is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah is telling me a Matbeah HaBracha. Kalamuktim Pasuk Muktim Bracha, the Torah is telling me a Matbeah HaBracha, which Bracha to make first. Or when it's B'chaseim Shavos, on which fruit to make the bracha. Whereas according to the Chachamim, the Torah is not telling me, this is not a pasuk about it. The pasuk of Shiva Saminim, Eretz Kitus, is not telling me how to make brachas. The Torah is telling me that Shiva Saminim are chashuv for kamadvarim, for their chashuv for bikurim, and their chashuv for other things. Since the Torah tells me that these are chashuv of fruits, so now when I want to know where to make the bracha, or which bracha to make first, so all things being equal, I want to make it on the more chashuv of food. If I have a preference, then that's certainly overriding. If I don't have a preference, then I'll go with the fruits that the Torah itself is mash. So now comes Rav Yitzchak and he says that not only is the Torah telling me that these fruits are more chashuv, that these fruits are chashuv, but the Torah is also telling me that the fruits that are earlier in the pasuk are more chashuv than the fruits that are later in the pasuk. For which halacha is that relevant? Is that relevant to Bikurim? Is there some din in Bikurim? Bikurim is only from Shiva Saminim. But is there some din in Bikurim that the Mukhtam of Pasuk is more Chayim in Bikurim than the Mukhtam in the Pasuk? Why not? Is it true for Trumas and Maestras? According to those who show you that only Shiva Saminim are Chayim and Trumas and Maestras, that what's Mukhtam in the Pasuk is more Chayim in Trumas and Maestras than what's Mukhtam in the Pasuk? So why not? For all other in Yonim of Halacha that we have us, that this is significance to Shiva Saminim, so Shiva Saminim have dinim that non Shiva Saminim don't have. But there's no preference to what's mukhtar in the pasuk than what's mukhtar in the pasuk. If the Torah itself, if there's a drasha going on, that our mukhtar in the pasuk is mukhtar in the bracha, that can only be a drasha that's relevant to brachas. So Rabbi Yitzchok's drasha has to assume that the Torah is telling me a din in Madbei HaBracha. That the Torah is telling me how to make a bracha. And the Torah is telling me when you have a muktam b'posuk, it's muktam l'bracha. So that only makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to the Chachamim, there's no Madbei HaBracha that you make a bracha dafka on the Shivas Aminim. Some doesn't make the bracha on the Chaviv. When you have a Chaviv, you don't make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim. If there was a Xeris HaKosuv, that you're supposed to make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim, or you're supposed to make the bracha on the one that's earlier in the pasuk first, and so on and so forth, then there will be no mokum to be makdim chaviv. From the fact that chacham hold that you makdim chaviv when there's a chaviv, you see that even when there's no chaviv and you makdim the shivas aminim, it's not because it's some adbeah habracha, some kind of xeris akosu, that that's how you're supposed to make a bracha. It's just that these happen to be chashuva fruits. I see these are chashuva fruits. They have the good housekeeping seal of chashuva fruits the Torah gave them. But if I don't have a chaviva, then I'll be makshiv these fruits too. But then there's no makom to say that the fruits that are early in the pasuk are mochashim the fruits that are late in the pasuk, because for no other area, no other halacha and Torah and kol haTorah kulo, all the shuras haminim are all the same. So if Rabbi Yitzchok is telling me that there's exeris hakosuv built in over here, that kol muktim b'pasuk muktim lebracha, then there must be exeris hakosuv about brachas in this pasuk. That's only like a Yehuda, not like the chachamim. Because according to the Chachamim, there's no Xeris HaKosuv here about brachas. Because if there was Xeris, again, I don't want to keep saying over and over, but if there was Xeris HaKosuv about brachas, then there would be no possibility of Chaviv overriding it. If Chaviv overrides it, it means it's not Xeris HaKosuv by brachas. It just happens to be, these are Chashuv fruits. If I don't have a preference, these are the most Chashuv fruits. So Melu, this drush of Kalamuk Nebu Posuk is Taka Be'etzim only like a Yudon Al Chachamim. That's what the Rosh is saying. That those Amoraim, since they had this drasha of Yitzchok, kol muktam pasuk, muktam lebracha, so therefore they had to assume like Rabbi Yehuda that that's what that overrides Chaviv. So that's why Rav Chisda couldn't answer to himself. They had this drasha, they accepted Rav Yitzchok's drasha, kol muktam pasuk, muktam lebracha. Well, you can only accept that drasha if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So from the very fact that these Amoraim accepted that drasha, we can understand that they held like Rabbi Yehuda. That's not why he didn't answer that. That's why Rav Chisda didn't answer to himself, that maybe Rav Chisda likes Tami more. Because he held it from Yitzchok's drasha, that presupposes that they're going like Rav Yitzchok. And after we have that in the Rosh, then that could be Pashup Shat and Taisus also. That we go as the Dalit because the drush only goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The drush is telling me, Kol Mukta Pasuk Mukta Lebracha, it only goes like Rabbi Yehuda, without the whole Cheshmin, because he must be talking about Bidik Yechavim. That Cheshmin happens to be true also. When Rashmai is Chaylik, he has to say the opposite of all of that. The Cheshmin is true, but Taisus doesn't even need to say the Cheshmin, because it's Pashup and Svar, that Kol Mukta Pasuk Mukta Lebracha is Asik Rabbi Yehuda. It goes together with the Mahalach, and saying the Etzem Mahalach in Taisus. What's going on and why? It's all one Hemshech, I'm saying. Well, to start off, what's the whole Svar of Taisus? What's the logic in Taisus that according to Ulo, by Bichesem Shava is Min Shiva trumps Chavav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but by Bichesem Shava is Chavav trumps Min Shiva? What sense does that make for Chav? Such a counterintuitive thing. If they're both Milus, both by Bichesem Shava and by Bichesem Shava, Chavav is a Mila and Min Shiva is a Mila. But for some reason, Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Chesem Shavuos Min Shiva trumps Chaviv, and Ma'ayim Chesem Shavuos Chaviv trumps Min Shiva. What's the possible seichel? And what's the Gemara pligi by pligi lahaktim kilu Ula doesn't have lahaktim. Ula also has lahaktim. So that was the first half of Shir. That's good, that the shot is that Ula held that by Bichesem Shavuos the k'dim of Min Shiva. Point to Rabbi Yehuda. Chomei maybe don't hold from this Madbeah concept at all. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's Bechaseim Shavuos, it's Xeris HaKosuv in Shiva, that you make the bracha on the Shiva. It's from the Medbeah HaBracha, because that's Xeris HaKosuv of Eretz Chita V'sar and so on, V'yav Yechalta V'savat V'rachta. So there's Xeris HaKosuv in Shiva's Odev. So of course that beats Chaviv. Because if it's Xeris HaKosuv, then what is Chaviv? How can Chaviv stand up to Xeris HaKosuv? V'ayim Bechaseim Shavuos, Ulehel, there's no Xeris HaKosuv. You're making both brachas anyway. There's no Medbeah HaBracha, which bracha comes first. Elamai Stami want to know which food is more chashuv, because you want to make the bracha on the more chashuv food first. And then you make the bracha on the less chashuv of food. So there already says Ula. If that's the case, so in that case, chaviv is odd. Because chaviv is, we talking already about just in svara. In svara, the most important thing is chaviv. What I like more, but that eclipses everything else. If I don't have a chaviv, then you go to min shiva. Melech, when the Gemara brings that, so that's Ula. But the Gemara brings that there's a man domer chayla kanula, or tignafko, or avami. One of the there's a man domer chayla kanula. So Gemara says, why should anybody chayla kanula? Please give me my plea. Chayla Ula is right. By emichin same shavus, there's no madbeya bracha. If there's no madbeya bracha, then about a chavav turns, then chavav is the chavav looms the largest. Gemara says, no lahaktim. What lahaktim? Ula also had lahaktim. Yeah, Ula had lahaktim like tod v'shen tod the kaidim. You know, but just in Svara, which one should I do first? But the Gemara is mechadish, and the Chayla, and the Mandama is Chayla Kanula, that there's a Gezeres HaKosov of Lahakdim. Gezeres HaKosov of Lahakdim, De Omer Rav Yitzchak, and the Omer Rav Yitzchak now, the Omer Rav The Amr of Yosef, and Tamer of Yitzchok, the Amr now is very important because the Lahakdim doesn't stand by itself. Ula also has Lahakdim. But Ula's Lahakdim is a Sardika Lahakdim. Now the Gemara is saying in the Chalak and Ula that there's a Lahakdim that's exerts a Kosov. So it's Lahakdim, the Amr of Yosef. Because there's a Lahakdim that Rav Yosef ran into the Pasuk. They call it Muktim Pasuk, Muktim Lebracha. That's from the Matbeah HaBracha that the Shivas Haminim are Kaidim to non Shivas Haminim, and that what's, even within the Shivas Haminim, what's Muktim Pasuk is Muktim Lebracha. And that's not talking, and apparently that's not talking about Bechaseim Shabbos. No, Lashon Lahakdim is talking about even by Ein Bechaseim Shabbos. So it's from the Matbeah HaBracha that there's a concept of Lahakdim. I think it's very geschmack. Lefi Taisa, the Girsa of the Girsa. Here, Rav Shmaya is not going to rest the Dalit. But the Dalit is very geschmack. Because just to say Lahakdim by itself, you need to explain that there's a Matbeah HaBrach of Lahakdim. That's the Amr of Yitzchak. That was Chelek Aleph. And then Chelek Beis with Ayik and Rosh. Tosfos is also a little bit Meduyik, but not so Meduyik, but the Rosh even more Meduyik. That this Drasher of Yitzchak, really doesn't shtim with the Chacham middle. If you hold from this Drasher of Kol HaMuktim Pasuk, Muktim Lebracha, Then you're already taking Rabbi Yehuda's side. The Amoraim who use this drasha, they must hold like Rabbi Yehuda la'halacha and not like the Chacham. That was a mashma l'rosh. He asked about the Amoraim, Rav Amuna, Rav Chisda. They seem to hold like the Rabbi Yehuda. They don't seem to hold from Chaviv. They seem to hold that Min Shiva trumps Chaviv. Why Chacham hold that Chaviv trumps Min Shiva? And this Bechaseim Shabbos. By Bechaseim Shabbos, Chacham definitely hold that Chaviv is other. So why were they assuming like Rabbi Yehuda? So it says because they have this drasha. So what's the right? They have this drasha. Yeah, they have this drasha. They can have this drasha like the chacham too. But a lek a chav, you can have the drasha. Parents, no, it doesn't work that way. If chav is odif, that means that there's no gzeres a kosuv about which bracha comes first. It's just a svara that chav and svara is the most odif. And then if you don't have a chaviv, then minshiva is also odif because I know minshiva in other areas of halacha the Torah privileges the minshiva. So if I don't have a chaviv personally, then these things will be most chashuv. But then you can't say the kol muktim pasuk kol muktim lebracha because I don't have any other area of halacha where the Torah privileges geffen over tein averima. That could only be so then you have to say like Rav Yitzchok that there's a gzeres hakosim in brachas the kol muktim pasuk muktim lebracha. Well, then you're already holding Rav Yehuda. Then you're telling me there's a matbeah habracha about which bracha. There's a matbeah habracha about that says that you should make the bracha on the minshiva and by bichasem shavus and apparently by bichasem shavus as well. Yeah. Okay, that's that chelik. Let's go on. Tosis, what time is it? Let's go on a little bit in Tosis. The top Tosis, so when it brings the Bahag. Mashikosu balochas b'dayloiz de bayar pe'etz kainu le bayar pe'adoma de muvareres tvei. Tosis brings the Bahag. That brochup, that bayar pe'etz comes before bayar pe'adoma, not like Tosis said before. Based on the Gemara Daf Lametes, that a bracha mevureres comes before a bracha shein mevureres, and the Bahag's not mechalek in the Bari Peitz and the Shahakol. Bari Peitz versus Bari Pedama, as opposed to Bari Pedama versus Shahakol. So how does it shim with Ula? Ula says, Vavarach Hazeh, Vachayzim Vavarach Hazeh. So Taisa says, Hainu lefi amaskonu lekamon de pligi ve'em b'shech b'chaseim Shabbos. The Bahag has to be going like the maskonu later on, that the machlekes is even by ein bechaseim shavus for kaimel and kabbudu the mitshivas odif. Aval I listen to Amina the lepol according to Ula the lepligi b'shem bechaseim shavus le mesukim sak the halachas doilas gedepishes leil. So Tyson answers, but the halachas doilas the chedachas doilas is bar peitz kainu to bar peyadom. How does it with Ula? Listen, mevarachas eva chayim mevarachas eva. Tyson says mevarachas eva chayim mevarachas eva means that Rav Yehuda is mighty the chami mevarach and the chaviv is the tznayim. The sign is the Bari Peadam and not the Bracha Muvares. Taisa's answer is the Baha'i is going to hold like the other Lashon. That if I feel about Ein Bechaseim Shavus Machlekes. So face value, well, Taisa doesn't make any sense. So what's it any better? According to the other man, the Omar, so according to Ula, by Ein Bechaseim Shavus, everybody agrees, Chavavon, if make the Bracha on the Tznayim. According to the other Madomar, it's still a machlekes Rabbi Chachamim, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so you make the bracha on the min shiva. But you still don't make the bracha on the bracha mevuveris, you make the bracha on the min shiva. It happens to be in the case of Tzoyin of Zayis, it'll happen to be the bracha mevuveris. But not because it's a bracha mevuveris, just because it's from the Shiva Saminim. And if it's not from the Shiva Saminim, if the Shiva Saminim is not the bracha mevuveris, then you'll still make the bracha on the Shiva Saminim. Like, it's not the Bahag. What's any better? According to the other lashon also. So even if the halacha is like a bihudu. So what's the difference? Chacham says yimakdim lechaviv, and Rabbi Yehuda says yimakdim min shiva. It's either way not like the Bahag. The Bahag says yimakdim bracha mevuveris. That's a different thing. So what is Taisis gain by shunting off the Bahag to the other lashon? By the way, the Bahag himself holds like Ulo. What Taisis says doesn't work for the Bahag himself. The Bahag himself does hold like Ulo. And yet he says yimakdim bracha mevuveris. So then you have to say like Nachas David, that mevarach hazeh v'chayz hazeh means that you make the bracha and the bracha mevuveris. Whatever Nachas David explained it. Ulu's not really nachas to which bracha comes first. He doesn't. He's just saying you make two brachas. Once you make two brachas, you make the bracha mevuveris first. But Taisis says in Ulu the Bahag doesn't make any sense. You make the bracha and the chav, not in the bracha mevuveris. It only makes sense in the other lashon that Rabbi Yehuda argues even by Imrich Hashem Shabbos. You make the bracha on the Zayis, not on the Tznoim. So again, at face value, Taisus means that according to Ula, you make the bracha on the Tznoim. That's not the bracha Muvares. But according to the other Lashon, since we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, you make the bracha on the Zayis is the bracha Muvares. Yeah, but still not the Bahag. You make the bracha on the Zayis because it's min Shiva, not because it's a bracha Muvares. But the Bahag says you make the bracha on the Zayis because it's a bracha Muvares. So Nachas David answers, that Taisus means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you make the bracha on the Zayis, so when there's no min shiva, you still make the bracha on the bracha mevuveres. So when you have a min shiva, so then Rabbi Yehuda says you make the bracha on the min shiva, regardless of whether it's a bracha mevuveres or not. Like Taisus talks about later on kloyes and tapuchim, with the kloyes of the min shiva, and they're the hadoma, and the tapuchim are the not min shiva, and they're the haetz. So it's not always the case that the bracha mevuveres lines up with the shiva saminim. So the Bahag said. The Gemara says. The Chaylik Kanula says that Ba'ei Mechisem Shavas Nami Machlokes and Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. You make the bracha on the Zayis, the one that's Shivas Aminim. So if you have Shivas Aminim, you make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim because Rabbi Yehuda. But when you don't have Shivas Aminim, so then we could put in the Bahag that you'll make the bracha on the Mevueres. That's the Chaylik what Taisa is saying. Pshuta. It's also very schwer. If there's no min shiva, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that chaviv is aviv. Chacham old chaviv beats min shiva. Rabbi Yehuda's min shiva beats chaviv. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees as a mile of chaviv. Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham are only arguing which one is more, which one beats which. Does min shiva beat chaviv? Does chaviv beat min shiva? But everybody agrees when there's no chaviv, about it is a mile to min shiva. He says later on when there's no chaviv, at least in Rav Shmaya, he says Taisus chaviv. Should I tell you? Everybody agrees that when there's no chaviv, there is a mile to min shiva. That's not Mamish Shalom Muslim. Yeah, but it doesn't help because we want Rabbi Yehuda. He wants the Bahag to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So everybody agrees that when there's no Chav, there is a Ma'alat Min Shiva. And even more important, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that when there's no Min Shiva, there's a Ma'alat Chav. Because after all, you see in Ula that Rabbi Yehuda holds by Ein B'Chesem, according to Ula, by Ein B'Chesem Shavas, there's no Ma'alat Min Shiva. Or at least Min Shiva doesn't beat Chav. So you see there's a Ma'alat Chav. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees there's a Ma'alat. You see from Ula, that you see from Ula that Chaviv is something even according to Rabbi Yehuda. By Emich Yisayim Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda concedes to Chachamim that Chaviv beats Min Shiva. So you see, there is a mala to Chaviv even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just by Emich Yisayim Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Min Shiva trumps it. And according to the Chalukim and Ula, even by Emich Yisayim Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Min Shiva trumps it. But Chaviv is also a mala. So if according to Ula, Chaviv beats Bracha Mevuveres, then according to the Chalukim and Ula, Min Shiva should beat Bracha Mevuveres, and if you don't have a Min Shiva, so Chaviv should beat Bracha Mevuveres. Like, what in the world did Tosfos gain over here? Like, he kicked the can down the road. He said, Bahag doesn't plug into Ula, because Ula says you makdim the Chaviv. So that's not the Bracha Mevuveres. So he said, okay, but we have another Lashon later on, that the Chalukim even by Ein B'Chesem Shabbos, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Min Shiva Adiv. So what did you gain? So Min Shiva Adiv, it's still not Bracha Mevuveres. So what is Nachas David answer? It's still when there is no Chaviv. No, so if there's no chav, you go down to the next level to chav. If there's no min shiva, there is no min shiva. Taisus told me when there is, the Bahag is told me when there's no min shiva. Well, if there's no min shiva, why do you go to bracha mevuveres? Go to chaviv. Like it's still is no mokum here to put in bracha mevuveres.
I think Tosafot in Lamed Tes says that Brachot Averus beats Chavin.
Yeah, bracha, when there is a mile of bracha veris, Taka says, Taka says beferish in the Gemara Lamed Tes. When bracha veris is a mile, the Gemara Lamed Tes, Taka says it beats kruv beats progius, and even though progius is chavim. So that's what Tosafot Bayal said. It must be that over here there's no issue of bracha veris because bari peidam bari peitz. There's no issue of bracha veris, but the Bahag wants to slip bracha veris into bari peitz and bari peidama. But how can that be? You see from Ula that chavim beats bracha veris. You see in Ula that you make the bracha on the tznayim even though it's not the bracha veris. You see chavim and Ula beats bracha veris. Tais says, yeah, we're not going to Ulu, we're going in the other Madamar. No, even in the other Madamar, so Minshiva breeds Bracha Mubaras. LMI, we're talking where there's no Minshiva. So why doesn't, but if there's no Minshiva, then you go down, then if there's no Minshiva, then there's no Machalik Shavina Chavim, then everybody agrees that Chavav Adif. And if Chavav can beat Bracha Mubaras according to Ulu, then why can't it beat Bracha Mubaras according to the Chalkim and Ulu? So I thought the shots like this. Maybe there's other ways to go out, but. I think the pshat is as follows, that we already saw in Rashi in Daf Lamed Tes that the reason why bracha mevareres is before bracha she'ena mevareres is because tikmi bracha chashuv l'dvarim chashuv. Now it's the fact that chazal and mishakan of bracha mevareres is a raya that it's a dovah chashuv. The food is a dovah chashuv. What is that more like? Is that more like the mile of chavav or more like the mile of minshiva? The mile of, according to Rashi, the mile of bracha mevareres is that the bracha is an indication that this is a chashuv food. Chazal were megala by saying that this is a bird, that a kruv is a bari piyadama, and progius is a shakal. So chazal were megala that by them kruv is more chashuv, is a more chashuv a meichel than progius. Tiknu bracha chashuv l'dvarim chashuv. So what is that more daimed to? Is it more daimed to chaviv, or is it more daimed to minshiva? Chayr is more daimed to the mile of minshiva. Chaviv is what I like. Minshiv is what the Torah was machshiv. Bracha Mubaras is what Chazal was machshiv. Between the two, if I have a choice, let's say between what Chazal was machshiv and what the Torah was machshiv, which one should take precedence? Stama, what the Torah was machshiv. So I think Torah is saying like this. According to Ula, Chaviv beats Minshiv. At least by Emi Chishem Shavuos, everybody beats. Chaviv beats Minshiv. If Chavav beats Minshiva, what I like takes precedence over what's Chashuv in the Torah. So Kal V'Chaymer that it takes precedence over what's Chashuv to Chazal when they set up the hierarchy of brachas. So if Ula holds that you make the bracha on the Tznayin, even though the Zayis, the Torah itself was Machshuv a Zayis, then Alachas Kama V'Chama, that Chavav is going to beat the bracha Mevareres. Chavav is going to be the bracha mevareres. So there's no mokum to paskin that you should make the bracha on the bracha mevareres. Maybe not even by shakal mems. Because if Chavav beats bracha mevareres, if Chavav could beat minshiva, that's what I'm saying. Minshiva, the mile of bracha mevareres, the way Rashi explains the mile of bracha mevareres, that you see that Chazal considered this to be a chashuv of food, that's like the mile of Shivas Haminim in a lesser way. Because Shivas Haminim was the Torah says is chashuv. And bracha mevareres, what Chazal said is chashuv. And Chaviv is what I think is Chashuv. And Ula says that Chaviv beats Minshiva. What I think is Chashuv beats what the Torah says is Chashuv. Well, if what I say is Chashuv beats what the Torah says is Chashuv, then it certainly beats what Chachamim said is Chashuv. So therefore, about a Chaviv is going to take precedence over Bracha Mevareres. So where's there a Mokum to pass in Bracha Mevareres? So Taisha says, it must be that it goes like the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra holds that Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda argue even by Ein Brich Chesem Shabbos. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Taisus holds. Taisus later on also says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so that means that minshiva beats what I like. What the Torah says is chashuv beats what I like. Well, if what the Torah says is chashuv beats what I like, and then if there is no minshiva, but I have a bracha mevareres, which Chazal says is chashuv, that could also be what I like. But that's what Taisus means. If chaviv beats minshiva, it certainly beats bracha mevareres. If minshiva beats chaviv, then there's a mokum loymer that bracha mevareres will also be chav. So the gemara daf lamed tes, you'll have to say the bracha lamed tes is going like the lishna basra later on. The ketim of bracha mevareres can only stem with the lishna basra with the lishna basra. That minshiva and because halach is like yehuda, that minshiva could be chav. If minshiva could be chav, bracha mevareres could also be chav. It'll come out a funny thing. It'll have to come out that the gemara lamed tes that says that the Taka says that Brachim Veres beats Chavuk because the Prog is with Chavuk, that Gemara is going to have to go like the Mishnah of Basra over here. According to this, what Tosfos is saying now, that Gemara is going to have to go like the Mishnah of Basra over here. At least according to this Yishu that Tosfos is giving for the back. Then there's Amshech Demis. The last two lines of the next Tosfos, the Gaon says, belong to this Tosfos. The last two lines of Tosfos where it says, of the next Tosfos where it says Le'el. So the Gaon learns that Le'el is not part of the words of Tosfos. It's like sometimes you have a Tosfos and before the Tosfos there's in parentheses Le'el. I mean, this Tosfos belongs before. So that's how the Gaon learns this. There's the Le'el. See the last line on in Tosfos in Meisvei, the second to last line, the last word on the line is Le'el. The Gaon learns that that's like in parentheses. That's a maramokum. That the next words, Be'em b'cheseyim shoves k'me tapuchim v'kloyes, is supposed to be at the end of this Tosfos that we just read. And Tosfos is suggesting another teretz for the Bahag. That maybe the Bahag kushtim with Ula. But the Bahag will learn, the Bahag will say that when Ula said, Mevarech al-zeh v'chayzu mevarech al-zeh, he wasn't thinking about a case of Tznoin v'zayis, where the Tznoin is the Chaviv. And the minshiva is a zayis. He was thinking about an opposite case, klayus and tapuchim, where the klayus are the minshiva and the tapuchim are the chaviv. So there, the chaviv is the same as the bracha mevareres. The chaviv comes out now as the bari peitz. So if Ula was saying, if Ula when he said you make the bracha on the chaviv, means you make the bracha on the chaviv, but he's not talking about the stone and the zayis. He's talking about klayus for tapuchim. So it means Ula is saying you make the bracha on the tapuchim. Well, the tapuchim attack of the bari peitz. So that stims with the bahag when it's a bracha mevareres. That's the guy who learns that last line of Tosfos. Chayr is very hard to understand. Even if, let's say that's so. So that Ula wasn't talking about Tznoin v'Zayis. Ula was thinking about Klayus with Tapuchim. But why do you make the bracha? And he said you make the bracha on the Tapuchim. But why do you make the bracha on the Tapuchim? The Chayr, the Tosfos learns, because the Yochid is made to the Rabbim and make the bracha on the Chaviv. But it's still not the Bahag. The Bahag says you make the bracha on the Tapuchim because it's a bracha mevareres. And Ula says you make the bracha on the Tapuchim because it's Chaviv. What did the Gaon gain over here? The Gaon is reading the Tosfos. The Tosfos is trying to salvage the Bahag. That if Ula was so much Tznoin v'Zayis, and Ula was saying you make the bracha on the Chavu, which is Tznoin, that's directly against the Bahag, because the Tznoin is the Barpi Adama. But if Ula was Kudot Tom at Klayus with Tapuchim, so Ula was saying you make the bracha on the Chavu, the Tapuchim, rather than the Klayus, the toasted wheat, that's Min Shiva, so then Ula is saying you make the bracha on the Barpi Eitz. Yeah, but why? Because it's the Chavu. But the Lashon Baruch Hazeh V'Chayzum Baruch Hazeh means the Yochid is made into the Rabbim and make the bracha on the Chaviv. But according to Bahag, you make the bracha on the Tapuchim for a different reason entirely, because it's a bracha of Uveres. So it's still not Ula. What is Tosfos gaining in salvaging the Bahag? It happens to be close to the Tapuchim is a case where halacha lemaisa the Bahag will be the same as Ula, but it's still not Ula. That's not so clear to me. Okay, stop here. Thank you.